Bedtime Bites presents The Giraffe Who Couldn't Stop Laughing. In the heart of the giggling grasslands, where the grass tickled toes and the clouds played hide-and-seek, lived a giraffe named Sky. Sky was no ordinary giraffe. She had spots that sparkled like stars and a neck so long it seemed to touch the heavens. But what made Sky truly special was her laugh, a contagious, bubbly giggle that could make even the grumpiest hippo crack a smile. One sunny morning, Sky woke up with a case of the giggles. She chuckled at her bedhead reflection in the watering hole, snorted at the way her breakfast leaves tickled her nose, and guffawed at the silly dance the zebras did while swatting away flies. "Oh my," Sky said between giggles, "I just can't stop laughing today." As she strolled through the savanna, her laughter grew louder and more frequent. The other animals began to take notice. "What's so funny?" asked Edgar the elephant, his big ears twitching with curiosity. Sky tried to answer, but instead, she burst into a fit of laughter so intense that she accidentally snorted water out of her nose, creating a miniature rainbow. Edgar couldn't help but chuckle at the sight. Next, Sky encountered Mabel the meerkat, who was busy digging a new burrow. "Sky, darling, could you keep it down? I'm trying to concentrate," Mabel called out, her tiny paws covered in dirt. "I'm so hoo-hoo-ry," Sky tried to apologize, but her words came out in a jumble of giggles. Her laughter shook the ground so much that Mabel's carefully dug hole caved in, leaving the meerkat covered in a cloud of dust. Mabel's annoyed expression only made Sky laugh harder. As the day went on, Sky's laughter grew more and more out of control. She laughed so hard that she scared a flock of flamingos into flight, their pink feathers scattering like confetti. She giggled so much that she accidentally bumped into a tree, causing a shower of coconuts to rain down on unsuspecting monkeys below. The other animals were starting to worry. They gathered around wise old Wilbur, the warthog, to ask for advice. "We must help Sky," Wilbur declared, adjusting his spectacles. "Her laughter is disrupting the entire savanna." The animals brainstormed ideas to help Sky stop laughing. They tried telling her sad stories, but that only made her laugh at how silly they sounded. They attempted to scare her with spooky faces, but she found their expressions hilarious. Even tickling her with feathers backfired, as it only added fuel to her giggle fire. As the sun began to set, painting the sky in brilliant oranges and pinks, the animals were at their wits' end. Sky's laughter had become so powerful that it was shaking leaves off trees and causing ripples in the watering hole. Suddenly, little Lucy the lion cub had an idea. She whispered it to wise old Wilbur, who nodded approvingly. Lucy approached Sky, who was now rolling on the ground in a fit of unstoppable laughter. "Sky," Lucy said softly, "can you teach me how to laugh like you?" Sky paused for a moment, surprised by the request. She took a deep breath and said, "Well, little one, laughter comes from the heart. You just have to find what makes you happy and let it bubble up inside you until..." Sky stopped mid-sentence, realizing that for the first time all day, she wasn't laughing. The other animals held their breath, waiting to see what would happen next. A small smile spread across Sky's face. "You know what?" she said. "I think I've laughed myself out." The entire savanna breathed a collective sigh of relief. As night fell and the stars began to twinkle, the animals gathered around Sky to hear her tell funny stories about her day of non-stop laughter. This time, everyone joined in with gentle chuckles and warm smiles. From that day forward, Sky became known as the giraffe with the most infectious laugh in